Welcome to the Digital Transformation Podcast, interviews with best-selling authors, innovative thought leaders, and top-shelf executives all driving today's digital success. This is the show that will help you take advantage of digital transformation to build your business and career. I'm your host, Kevin Crane, and I'm so pleased that you're listening. Our guest today is Anan Raman. Anan is an executive vice president and COO at NewGen Software. And we're here talking about a new digital transformation survey just released from NewGen and the state of digital transformation today. So Anan, welcome to the show. Now, can you give us some background on the survey? What can our listeners expect from the report? And what were some of the findings?
We commissioned 11 market research to survey 300 senior business and IT leaders across the globe. This included leaders for companies from the US, from Canada, from Europe, Asia Pacific, Africa, Middle East. And, the interest, it was very intriguing to see the kind of results that we heard. Now, definitely we spoke to both business as well as IT. It was a good mix of mid-market clients as well as companies as well as large enterprises who had over 5,000 employees. So it was fairly well represented in that sense.
Were there any surprises in the findings?
I think, it's safe to say that 2022 represents what we would call peak digital transformation. 100% of the people that were surveyed were thinking about digital transformation. And it was interesting. It kind of followed that usual bell curve. What we found was about 25% were at the early stage of digital transformation, where they were in talks, in discussions, and looking at how to kind of, prepare themselves for the change, the shift that has happened in the industry. About 50% were in active implementation and doing things, where, there were one or more projects were underway. And about 25% of the respondents said that they were at a very mature stage of digital transformation. So they had definitely started. On average, we found the difference was at least about 2 years between those people who were at the advanced stage of digital transformation and the ones who were in the earlier stages.
Did the survey explore why organizations are engaged in digital transformation to begin with? What are organizations today targeting in their efforts, and what are they hoping to accomplish?
One thing that came out from the survey was the three drivers of digital transformation, which were common across geographies, across the sizes of the companies. A, it was the heightened customer expectations, first and foremost. Definitely people are expecting a more digital experience, a more Amazon-like experience. It's kind of an overused term, but it did come out again that heightened customer expectations across industries was putting pressure. Now, this was, we did survey folks in banking, insurance, and many other industries, and definitely this came out as one of the top drivers. The other was, keeping up with an accelerated pace of business. The whole shift towards digital that has happened, all companies are feeling the need to do that with a remote distributed workforce, partners, the whole ecosystem being digital. It was almost becoming essential. That's kind of the sense we got from that survey. And finally, it was about competitive pressures. How do you compete better with people that you don't know, with vendor, with new kind of competitors coming up? So these were the top three drivers. And kind of related to that, the goals that companies laid out when they responded was about growth, definitely, which kind of was about that, keeping up that accelerated pace of business, gaining a competitive advantage. How do you respond faster to competition, coming out with new innovations in your business model, from strategy to execution? That was definitely one thing that came out. And, of course, customer experience, providing a much better customer experience was definitely right up there in terms of the top three goals.
That is very interesting, Anan. As you're talking, I'm hearing you talk about the drivers being customer experience, being the pace of business, and the ability to compete or gain a competitive advantage and grow. Yep. Those obviously seem self-evident, but often in the past, our focus with digital transformation has been on things like compliance or cost, reducing costs. So Do you feel that we've made a fundamental shift in our objectives with digital transformation now, away from simply a cost reduction or an efficiency play to one that is more geared toward driving competitive advantage?
Absolutely. Look, I think customers are, compliance still remains an important aspect for sure. And we'll find, that in the survey, that there are some questions and risks that customers still see, respondents still see across digital transformation and especially cybersecurity, etc. But at this point, I think everybody understands that look, they have to do it. So for sure, and operational excellence is of course there. People are definitely looking at operational excellence and being more effective and efficient with their resources. But it kind of rolled in. But you're right. The big shift is that customer expectations and just being able to compete better, whether it is, competing better or gaining competitive advantage, or that those were definitely at the very top of the responses.
You are listening.
You are listening.
You are listening.
You're listening to
the Digital Transformation Podcast.
We are here with Anand Raman. Anand is an executive vice president and COO at Newgen Software. We're talking about a new digital transformation survey just released from Newgen and the state of digital transformation today. We talked about the top objectives for organizations today with their digital transformation efforts, but getting there is still the challenge. What are the top challenges enterprises face today when tackling digital transformation?
What we've consistently heard from the survey was that, and we know from our own experience, is that it's, the term has been used a lot, but this is hard stuff still. And so the real challenges that enterprises said that they were facing was, one was a lack of management support. And what that means is that digital transformation is not just the technology. It was also fundamentally about reimagining the way you're going to engage with your customers, reimagining the way you could roll out new products or new services. And those most of the time would require cross-functional, whether you're talking about different products, different channels that a company may have, whether it is online or the stores, the branches, different brands sometimes that companies may have. And so how do you kind of cut across all of that? So management and leadership support was definitely one key thing, which was one challenge. The other was having the bench strength to be able to have that, execute those kind of projects. So those were two. And finally, the third was in terms of having a platform that could help, enterprises, because it's interesting, there are two aspects to it. It's this handling this complexity of digital transformation, and yet you have to be nimble. So how do you become more agile while doing it? So having platforms which helped customers do both of those things. Those were coming out as the big impediments, if you will, to digital transformation.
And when it comes to benefits, what parts of the organization, or maybe what industries, or what parts of the organization within those industries are finding the most benefits? I guess what I'm getting at is, where should I spend my efforts initially to get the most benefit from my work?
What the survey showed us was that enterprises are certainly transforming everything. It is peak digital transformation. The data shows that about 68% of the organizations are transforming their front end processes, the ones that are the closest to the customer. Another 60% are transforming their back end, to your point about efficiency and, cost and kind of managing the internal systems. And 38% were transforming end to end. So that was very interesting, that the companies were definitely, a smaller percentage of companies were looking at doing this thing end to end. But there's an interesting stat, which I'll kind of, talk a little bit more about the correlation between those who are doing end to end and the, the success they are achieving in their respective industries. But the other thing that companies are trying to do is also, most companies are realizing about 93% are transforming complex business processes and complex parts of their business, as opposed to 50% who are focused on transforming the simpler parts of their business.
What do you recommend for digitally transforming complex business applications? I mean, it's one thing to transform something very straightforward, But many organizations, as you mentioned, are on this continuum now where they're really delving into a matter of very complex business applications. Can you give us some next steps to take with that?
Absolutely. And Kevin, you know, this is, I'll kind of lead by saying, what the survey showed to us, what was the difference between the best and the rest, if you will, you know, the leaders in each industry, the stats were very, very startling. Eight times as many top tier enterprises have completed their digital transformation journey. And what has happened is if you really see that about seven times they have been more likely to digitally transform end to end. That's seven times the leaders in the, I'll restate that, you know, for the benefit of our viewers, is that leaders in their industry are seven times more likely to be digitally transforming end to end. Now combine that with the next piece of stat, that leaders are five times more likely to be utilizing a low code platform. So, you know, this was the interesting learning for us. You know, if our viewers have nothing else to take away, and I would just say, you know, take away these two points. The best are seven times likely to be digitally transforming end to end, and they're five times likely to be doing it on low code. So end to end utilizing low code seems to be that magic sweet spot, if you will, you know, where they are finding the most benefits. And that's not surprising. See, why end to end? You know, you are asking us what's our recommendation. See, we help enterprises transform their digital, you know, their businesses and their most complex parts of their business. But at the end of it, what does digital transformation mean? It's about reimagining their business and helping customers engage with them in simpler ways. At NewGen, we call it unlock simple. What that really means is that how do you make it easy for customers to work with you across products, across brands, across channels, you know, across journeys, whether it is onboarding, whether it is when they need service, whether they need to make some changes. So, you know, having it function in an end-to-end way manner across all of these touch points that the customer may have with you, that's really the unlock simple. And so what we would recommend is do end-to-end, where you focus on the customer experience as you're automating the whole, you know, your business. And to kind of correlate it with the point that, you know, customers are looking to gain competitive advantage. How do you gain competitive advantage unless you have agility? So you've got to marry this complexity of end-to-end with the agility. And agility comes from low code. So you can turn the business on a dime. You want to launch a new product. You want to offer a new plan. You want to make a specific, you know, offering and then make it quickly across channels consistently. It's got to be on low code. So those would be our top two recommendations, is look end-to-end and embrace low code.
All right. It makes sense to me. And what I'm hearing in this is I like the unlock simple approach. And I guess you're talking about unlocking simple for my customers, which I think is spot on, removing friction from the process or the sale or the interaction. But also with low code, I think is super enabling because it can unlock simple within the organization as well. In the past, doing these sort of end-to-end strategic reworking of processes would have taken a huge amount of work, huge amount of effort and investment. But now with low code tools, organizations are empowered in ways that we were never able to do before to dig into these end-to-end highly complex business applications. Again, do you feel like we have turned the corner in this way now with the tools also available to us now where digital transformation is truly within our reach?
Absolutely. And definitely, you know, the platforms today are more mature, whether it is in terms of having the capability to address some of the most complex needs, and to be able to do it in a way which is agile. So low code, unstructured information, because look, I mean, the content, there's just so much more content today than it was in the past, right? You had only documents and emails, and paper. And now you're talking about this kind of content that we are having, right? It's audio, video. So there is social media certainly has, you know, exploded. So there's more unstructured content today, which has to be utilized as part of that, you know, unlock simple for the customer. But this is all complex stuff, right? There's a lot of data. There's lots of business systems. There's acquisitions that companies may have done. There's different systems that they may have. So integrating all of that, certainly the use of tools like RPA, AI, ML, All of that, I think the capabilities are now there. The stack is there in terms of technology platform. It's about choosing the right problems in the right platform. It's kind of what we see. We see definitely people doing digital transformation end to end. And, you know, those have been successful too. But it, and then people have been using low code to solve problems. But the real magic happens when they are kind of combining these, right? Solving end to end problems using low code is what I would say. And customer communications, you know, is the other third part of it, is the communication with the customer. How do you make it more personalized across channels? You know, whether it is messaging, whether it is letters, whether it is email, whether it is, you know, social media, whether it is complex content in the sense that, you know, you're getting information from different sources and being able to use that, personalize it and send a more meaningful and effective communication to the client, which is a call for action for them. So we find certainly, you know, I think end to end using low code is definitely the technology platforms are there today, and the leaders are clearly doing that.
We have been speaking with Anand Raman from NewGen Software. NewGen has just released a new digital transformation survey, and you can find it at newgensoft.com. Before I let you go, one last question. What should we all be thinking about today and strategizing for in order to be prepared for the world in 5 years' time?
Look, I think the events of the past 2 years have shown one thing, is that it's very hard to plan 5 years ahead of time. What you can do is you can future-proof your business by making sure that you invest on platforms which will help you respond to changes. You know, nobody would have predicted in 2017 what, you know, where we are today. We've seen a pandemic and we've come out of it, you know, as a planet. And so I think from our perspective, one thing is very clear: customer experience and customer expectations have gone up significantly because of the events over the last 2-3 years. That seems like, you know, that's not going to slow down. That's only going to increase. So preparing for heightened customer expectations. Growth and profitability obviously are going to remain, and competitive advantages. How do you compete better? And you find that, you know, you take any industry, take fintech, you'll find competitors coming out, you know, non-traditional competitors coming up. So how do you compete with them? Is basically you invest on a low-code platform which can help you bring that agility to your business, and, you know, you can innovate faster than the others.
That is Anand Raman from NewGen Software. Find the study at NewGenSoft.com. Anand, thank you so much for being our guest today on the Digital Transformation Podcast.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
That'll do it for this episode of the Digital Transformation Podcast. But join me next time when I continue to talk to best-selling authors, innovative thought leaders, and top-shelf executives, all driving today's digital success. And I'll talk to you next time on the Digital Transformation Podcast.